Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Jose Raul Montes Pagan, an ophthalmologist and ocular plastic surgeon. And we were trying to sort of discuss and see how we can achieve or stand out like you have done. What are the attributes? What are the things that make it happen? Of course, you know, you have to be good at what you do, the expertise and the care with what you do. But then to get this thing to a level where you have worldwide recognition and you're able to give these presentations at that level, what is that step that you feel you had to take or you were able to take that distinguish you from the many, many who do a good job and are, you know, experts in this area?
Well, I think I was lucky. Again, I was at the right moment, at the right place. I was working in a very specific area. I'd even working in a highly specific area, being trained so well by great, 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 great doctors such as Dr. Dwight Colvin, Dr. Robert Kirsten here at the University of Puerto Rico also. My fellow and now colleagues in ophthalmology. I was doing my work first. I think I did things in a backward way. Most of my friends in my field, they finish their training and they go out and they start speaking. They go into the conference circuit and they are part of that, without having a great experience in treating and dealing with patients. And I did it in a different way. I said, no, I don't want to get into this unless I know I have the knowledge, I have some experience after the training, but I want to deal with my patients, to treat my patients, and after that, I will probably do the second part, which is the writing and the conference circuit. And it happens. After 15 years of practice, I was an expert recognized by my students at the university and by my peers and colleagues here in Puerto Rico and my fellow colleagues in the States. And they, without even me noticing, they start inviting me to every single important meeting related to cosmetic or to aesthetic in the oculoplastic field. And last year, I was invited to the ESOPRS, or the European Society of Ophthalmic Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery meeting. And I was surprised that they actually gave me five slots or five conferences in a meeting that it's very hard to get in to be a speaker. And I was like the unknown person. Every single person that was in my block was a star, someone very well known in their fields. And this was Europe. So some of the organizers even wondered why the guy from Puerto Rico is being given more talks than the others. And I didn't know this situation after the end when the organizers explained me. So I was kind of afraid of my performance. And then I remember the night before my first presentation that I was facing 800 physicians, the top physicians from all Europe, and I had 10 minutes to develop a topic. I said to myself, you know what? I know this by heart. I'm just gonna speak with all honesty. I wanna make it simple. I wanna teach. I wanna give everything that I know to these people. I turned on my computer. I didn't look at my screens because I knew it very well. I look at people, I start talking, and I notice the faces. People were like interacting without saying anything, and I was so amazed. I got such a great feedback when I was speaking that I think it was a turning point for me. I did it in 10 minutes, perfect time. When the lights went on, the TV cameras went out, they asked the speaker to stand up. they close the microphones and they ask all the attendees that they were allowed to make few questions to the panel. And there were top surgeons, one from Italy, one from England, one from Mexico, and me from Puerto Rico. And the first question went to England. And then after that question, all the rest of the questions went to Puerto Rico. So I was lucky enough that I was so well received. And the organizer said, we have to congratulate you because you have changed the way people present in these meetings. You were inspiring.
Tremendous. You know, I gave a course in persuasion and in negotiation, and part of it is public speaking, and if you're going to be persuasive. And you hit it the nail on the head. I read these books, you know, you can't be behind a lectern. You can't be this. You got to say that. You got to have a PowerPoint presentation. All these kinds of things you have to do, and what you hit it, the nail on the head. You have to basically look at your audience, interact with them, see their eyes, and speak frankly. And you don't even have to be that great a speaker if you just are speaking from the heart and know your material and are dealing with them on a face-to-face. You're communicating with them. So that's what you achieve. It's just fantastic.
In addition to that, Jorge, I want to add that I knew perfectly my audience. I knew that I was facing a challenge. I have three different age groups there, three different stages in my field. The top, the senior, our professors that were not able to face this field now with the you know, in a world of Botox and injectables. So they were not very interested in these new things. I was facing the group age in my group, people that are doing this and they want to learn more. And
you're what, about 50?
I'm 50.
50, yeah. I hit it right on the nose.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you paid your debt, and then the young ones.
And then the upcoming, the young ones.
Yeah.
So I said, I want to speak to every single group.
Make them all feel part of my
talk. I want to create a bridge.
Right.
And I think that the greatest achievement that I had in this conference, when everybody came to say, you know, you did such an amazing job, is that when the senior guys, the stars in my field, came to me and they said, thank you, because you have given credibility to something that we didn't even care.
Mm-hmm.
The people in my field, in my age group, said, you were amazing, we learned so much. And then the younger crowd of surgeons said, you were inspiring to us. And
right.
I said, job done.
Well, listen, that's a great way to end this, job done. But Jose Raul, it's been fascinating.
Thank you.
This is a world completely new for me and different from me. And I want to congratulate you for what you achieved. And I know you have a lot of achievements yet to go forward with. And you know, you're a great person. It's as you say, it's not only expertise, it's then that dealing with people on a people-to-people basis, which is, makes people really stand out from the norm.
So May I add one more thing? I'm going to be very brief.
Quickly.
One word.
Yeah.
It's all about passion.
Passion, yeah.
You know, when
yeah.
you have passion about what you think, what you believe, what you do,
it makes a big difference. Well, have a great future. I know you will.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me.
Pleasure.
And the best.